Live.
Blog Talk Radio. Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate,
and hello,
Ron Siegel.
And welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Joe Ingram's in the house. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. You know, if there's not a good reason to celebrate, why would we be getting up in the morning, right? We're celebrating something. It could be that you're on the proper side of the sidewalk. That's something to celebrate every day. If you're not on the right side of the sidewalk, you might have a little bit of a problem. Getting close to Thanksgiving, we can celebrate that one. And as always, having beaten anorexia, I look and say, okay, well, today is National Cake Day. So I will celebrate the fact that there might be a cake or two sitting at the house, as long as my wife doesn't find out that I've dug into it before I was supposed to. And if you're married, you probably understand this very well. She's not listening to me at all. So when the broadcast is on, even when the broadcast is not on, not a chance in the world that she's listening. So just throw that out there. Every once in a while, if I find out that I'm wrong, well, she tells me more often than that I'm wrong, but I get a text message from her. Generally, it just says, let Joe talk, but that's a different story.
I encourage it. It's actually me texting.
Oh, you've got, what do they call that?
Ghost booster
number?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's take a look at the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 40 points this morning. S&P 500 up 5 points this morning. Oil up 20. Boy, everything's up this morning, up 22 cents on the oil market right now. Let's see if we can find what the bond market is doing. If my computer will wake up every once in a while, it goes a little slow, kind of like me. It moves on the slower stage. Let's go to a separate screen, and we'll see if we can find it on that one, being that this one seems to be going a little bit slower than I like it to go. Let's take a look and find out what the bond market is doing. When all else fails, just go to the phone and see what the phone tells you. The 10-year Treasury down about three basis points. So that one there, that might not be good depending on what perspective. If you're a senior citizen, you're probably not happy about that. But if you are looking for a mortgage, thinking about buying a new house, maybe over the holidays you want to spend a little bit of time cutting down on your household budget, down two basis points on, or the mortgage-backed securities up two basis points, which means interest rates are down just a little bit. Let's see what else is going on in our daily rundown. We've got a few things that we've found for you this morning. Let's take a look and see. Well, Jay Powell in the news. He is the Federal Reserve Chairman. Now, whenever you're listening to what's going on in the world, one thing that you have to remember, we hear all these things about a recession in 2020, and yes, there will be a recession in 2020. You may not even know that it was there by the time it's over. But whenever the Federal Reserve says, hey, you know something, we're going to do everything we can to fight it, do not fight the Fed. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the bank is, quote unquote, strongly committed to maintaining 2% inflation. Now, those of you that are as old as me remember the 80s, right? We had double-digit inflation. 2% inflation is the target of the Federal Reserve, basically telling us that there probably will not be any interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve soon. There probably won't be any interest rate reductions anytime soon. So we're watching on that one. Powell also draws attention to the low labor force participation and middling wage gains. So we're watching all of those different numbers. Or you coming out of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, he's the man over there. see what else we've got in the daily rundown. Now, there's going to be some people that are not going to like this story, but this is a funny story for somebody like me. I can just go and report the story. This is according to Goldman Sachs. Now, Goldman Sachs is a very, very well-respected financial firm, if you're not familiar with them. Tim Mo, Goldman Sachs Chief Asia-Pacific Equity Strategist, gotta love this one, talking on Bloomberg News. Yes, that is Michael Bloomberg's company, propaganda arm, I should say. What could happen to the stock market if Democrats end up controlling both the executive and legislative branches of the government in 2020? Well, here's the quote. One of the biggest risks facing stocks, according to Goldman. Are you ready for this one? I think I've got a drum roll. Democrats. Now, can you imagine somebody from Goldman Sachs saying that one of the biggest risks facing stocks is Democrats? I just thought that was, yeah, I've been saying that for a long time, but that's just me. Who am I? I'm just your local radio host. How about this one? You like that? This is a good deal. Now, back in 2007, eBay decides, okay, we're going to buy this little company called StubHub. Paid $310 million for StubHub in 2007. Here we are, 12 years later, eBay sells StubHub to Viagogo, the Swiss ticket vendor. Easy for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
$4 billion. $4 billion for $310 million investment in 2007, turned it into $4 billion. In 2019, I'd say that's a pretty nice return on investment. I would take that one. And also in the news, Alibaba shares. Yeah, they are the Chinese version of Amazon. Their shares surged in Hong Kong, world's largest listing so far. These shares are gone up crazy over there. Nice to see if you're a Chinese shareholder. So I throw that out there just for you to think about if you've invested. Baba is the stock name. Just throw that out there. Some people like to watch these things. I'm a fan of many of them. I've done some good stuff with Baba. I like looking on their site. I'm not smart enough to figure out exactly how to buy something on it. Maybe it's closer to a eBay because I can actually figure out Amazon. I'm a little slow, but I figured that one out. Moving right along, let's see what else is going on in the daily briefing. Hey, I saw this one. This was another fascinating story. The lack of intelligence committee chairman, Adam Schiff. Yeah, well, there's some defections going on in the Democrat Party. Now there's one of the Democrats that said, you know something, I think that this impeachment conversation probably is not what we want to be doing. Maybe something along the lines of a censure. That's called a slap on the wrist to some of you. So I wonder what's going to happen now with lack of intelligence chairman Adam Schiff. You know, he's told us many, many times. He told us that there was overwhelming evidence that the president colluded with Russia. Unfortunately, he couldn't find that evidence, but he told us he had it. He told us there was overwhelming evidence to impeach because of the president's actions with regard to Ukraine. We're still waiting for that one, too. I wonder how many times this guy's going to be on the news misleading America and people still giving him the airwaves. Oh, wait a second. We already heard that from Michael Bloomberg. They don't care whether it's true or not. We heard that from Harry Reid last election cycle. Didn't matter whether it's true or not as long as the person he wanted got elected. Is that the way this is supposed to be nowadays? I just throw that out there for you to see what your thoughts are. Tell us, you can actually put some of your comments right there on our new site, and we can actually see the comments that come in every once in a while. That's the new site on if you're watching us streaming live on Facebook. So we've got some great commentary. We've got an interesting broadcast today, and Joe's going to be here too.
Right. I thought that everybody called Trump orange, and I thought he was correcting people and said, I'm peach.
There you go.
Instead, and then they took it too far. I thought it was MP.
Exactly.
But no.
That's it. Well, you know something? They keep on trying. I don't know whether they're going to ever get it through their head that it's not going to happen. But they keep on trying, and we'll keep on watching. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, speed to lead. I wonder what that means. We're going to talk about that with Joe Ingram. Using language to push the sale forward. We might try and get that in as well. The true cost of not owning your home and the tax implications of selling a small business. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
We're clear.
Huh?
We are clear. I figure every time I hear them talking, I just count to three. And then... The first time I've ever done a watch party.
Oh, really?
And
watch party. Yeah. So where's your office at now, Joe?
Irvine. You know where? Let's see. I'm on the where the 241 ends at Barranca, like a mile towards the 55 freeway. So over by Tustin Marketplace.
Okay.
Last time you were in, you were still over at the Jets. I think so. Yeah. It was a short lived life, but. I like the Siegel Lending Team blocking to get my auto one. I like that.
The what?
The Siegel Lending Team blocks to get my auto, because that's the other company.
So oh,
even better. Like, how do I crop that out without cropping the top of my head? That's even better.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You need to make a phone call, 800-306-1990. Yes, self-employed loans, no bank or no income loans, bank statement loans, stated income loans, as well as all of the regulars, the Fannie Mae, the Freddie Mac, the VA, FHA, no money down, US, all of them. Just give us a call at 800-306.
We'll find all of those for you. And what's going on in the Mortgage Minute today? Well, markets are pretty flat. It's kind of a quiet week. I mean, we're just kind of going along, ho-hum. S&P 500 is up 4.5 points. The 10-year Treasury is still down to 1.74 is the yield. Mortgage-backed securities up a little bit, not enough to talk about. Yet, there has been a ton of news coming out today just because of the shortened week. You know what? Is anybody working Thursday or Friday? Right, there's not a whole lot going on. Thursday, we'll be just working on cleaning plates. I do that on a regular basis. Every plate I find, I try to clean it. My wife gets mad at me when I do that, but that is just the way it works. But let's take a look at some of the reports that have come out. Stocks, they've been going back and forth. Appreciation, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which basically is the gold standard of home prices. I've got that being shared on our screen right now. Give you a little bit of an indication. That's the home price index. It is always a little bit dated. They have to collect all their information for each month, and they end up going and looking at it based on comparing it over several months. The national index, 20 city index, we've got them both. The national index covers all 9 U.S. census divisions, reported a 3.2% annual gain in September, slight increase from August, which was 3.1. 20 city index increased to 2.1 on a year-over-year basis from 2.0. Phoenix, Charlotte, Tampa, they led the gains. I've got that right there on the screen for you. Remember, on a $300,000 home, a 3.2% gain in appreciation, $9,600 over the course of the year. Very meaningful. And just remember that the numbers I'm telling you are national numbers. When you talk about Southern California, we don't find too many homes that are in Southern California for $300,000. So you might have to double those numbers, triple those numbers. What would an extra $18,000 in household net worth mean to your family? Just throw that out there for you. The FHFA housing releases there. That's the Federal Housing Finance Agency. They released their house price index. I like this one a lot. Even though the gold standard is that Case-Shiller, this one just measures conforming loan amounts. Today's report showed that home prices rose 0.6% in September, 5.1% year over year. This was a significant gain of 0.5% from the previous report, which was reported at 4.6%. I know you're not going to hear that on MSNB, Hee-Haw, or CNBC. They don't want to tell you that the markets are performing very, very well. New home sales measures signed contracts on new homes, down 0.7% in October. Doesn't tell the whole story. That's the only part that you're going to hear on MSNB, Hee-Haw. There was a huge revision higher to September, and when factoring in that, sales were really up 4.5%. Year-over-year sales increased from 15.5% in August to 31.6%. Coincides with last week's Builder Application Survey, showing that applications to purchase new homes were up around 31%. Median home price reported at $316,000, down 3.8% year over year. Most of the sales that are happening in the lower end of the market, prices are not going down. At the current pace of sales, there was a 5.3-month supply, down from 5.5-month supply. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you from our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Again, when you're ready for that next loan, Gold Star, they've got all the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call. Always enjoy, don't tell him I said this, but I always enjoy having Joe Ingram on the broadcast, because one of the nice things with Joe is I can just say hello and let him run with it, and then I can just go and have a cup of coffee.
Absolutely true. I got this all day.
You got it all
day.
Let's go.
So
we've got a couple of things to talk about today, Joe. We've got speed to lead. What is speed to lead?
So one of the things I like talking about with companies is how fast are you engaging with your client? So the prospect will now reach out to you via any one of your lead tracking forms, any of the stuff that we have going on trying to generate business. And then the answer is, it sits. Okay. So
right.
Now all of a sudden I've said, hey, I'm expressing interest in your product or service. And then an hour goes by and I still don't have anything but an autoresponder or something along those lines.
Well, isn't that special? So I go out and I spend my hard-earned money to develop a advertising marketing campaign. It works successfully because the idea is to get people to engage.
And it generated you a lead.
Generated the lead, and it sits there.
And it sits. And I see this countless times when I walk in and everybody says, well, we're busy. I'm like, then turn off the ad creation,
exactly.
Right? Don't let the lead generator continue to add more if you can't respond to it. And the reason why I say this is that your average prospect, if they're out there looking for a product or service you provide, are going to fill out 3 to 5 different lead forms.
Okay.
And so now they're going to look at you and say, okay, I put it out there to 3 or 3 to 5 people. Who's going to win the business? It's going to be the person that gets a hold of them immediately. What's the best way to get a hold of them is to actually reach out via the phone. If they provide a phone number, you now have a way to get in contact with somebody to do that. And it's a response time of 5 minutes is too long. It's too long. And I'm seeing upwards of hours
going
to company.
Let's go back a little bit, Joe, because I think the last time you were on, you educated me and said, if I remember correctly, basically it's my responsibility to reply to somebody in the manner that they apply to me.
Correct.
So if they filled out my form, they're doing that through a nonverbal method.
Correct.
Right?
But they also provided you with a phone number,
okay,
which allows you. So what I had said last time was you want to continue moving with the form of communication that they are responding to you in.
Okay.
So I'm saying don't jump. So if you're texting with them and they are texting back, don't break the text by calling.
Okay.
Right? You can ask for permission to jump. If they're emailing, and some people like the, you know, so-called electronic paper trail of emailing back and forth of
sure,
who said what. So if you then pick up the telephone and break that, for one, you'll go right to voicemail, and we know that it happens a lot.
Okay.
And so
sure,
when you do that, but I'm saying that you need to pick up the phone if a phone number is there, because again, my first gut reaction to everything I do, if a lead comes in, there's a phone number, I'm going to text it. I'm immediately going to go ahead and text that, send out the text, and dial the phone.
You're going to do both at the same time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right? Because it gives me an option to be intelligent with my voicemail, which is, I know you're busy. That's why I got your voicemail. So can we just go ahead and text today?
Okay.
Right? And my text is, I'm going to do it really easy. I'm just going to send out a text, go, hi, it's Joe. Right? Is it possible for us to text today? I just left you a voicemail. But that went out as I'm dialing.
Oh,
right?
You know that the call's not.
I know they're going to go, this is a strange number. It's hilarious right now. I think so right now, an unknown number being answered is a 17% answer rate, unless you're calling a millennial, which is 0%.
0%?
Yeah.
70% or less.
Yes, exactly. So again, odds are I'm going to end up in their voicemail.
Now, what is your thoughts, Joe, on texting out a video? Is that good or bad, or does it matter?
It's only good if the video is located someplace else. Like, for example, if you're going to jump platforms where Android video and iPhone video don't talk well together.
Okay.
So if I do a video real quick of going, hi, this is blah, 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 and I send it to from my iPhone to an Android, then they're just going to get a choppy thing that doesn't make any sense and doesn't represent me well. So if I'm going to do an introduction video, I would do it really quick, upload to YouTube, take the link, and send it to them.
Gotcha. Okay. So we don't want to just do that quickie right on the phone.
I wouldn't do it unless you're starting to text them and your phone tells you either green bubbles or blue bubbles.
Oh, okay. And you have to know what green bubbles and blue bubbles mean.
Exactly. From an iPhone, an Android types in green bubbles. So,
okay.
And if I'm going to be typing to you in an iPhone, it immediately will turn blue up at the top as I start typing to you.
Okay. So we need to make sure we're on the right platforms.
Correct. And if you're using an external platform, then it's not going to come over right anyway. So if you're using an actual texting program, it's going to text over, but it may not be in the MMS, which is what iPhone needs versus the Android.
Okay.
So it gets difficult. I'd rather just take a video real quick, upload it to YouTube, but I'd be texting you to begin with. Make it the second text you send.
Okay, the second text. Okay.
Right.
So all these people that are going out there that are just hitting the video right away, they could end up misrepresenting themselves or I guess not misrepresenting, because however you come across is really how you come across.
Absolutely.
So if I come across, you know, foolishly, which I usually do.
Right. Yeah, but that's part of your charm.
That's
how it works.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if it's you against me and they submitted the lead form within 30 seconds of each other, I'm going to be talking to them while you're trying to text them a video.
Okay.
Right. I already got off of it. From the first point of contact, the first person who contacts a lead, let's say it goes out to two different people, the odds of conversion go to the first person, and it's an increase of 238% over the person who got to them second.
238%.
238% better chance of closing that person. Now, again, if you're out of the price market or you're out of something else, but if you're offering a comparable service at a comparable price, you're missing the boat with that. And so I have several companies today that we've seen jumps of 3, 4, 5, and I got one that went 8% increase in lead to actual product sold.
Now you're kind of giving, you're shortchanging yourself, I think. When you say a 3, 4, 5, 8% increase, that also equates to like 300%.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. So it's more I have clients who are closing at 3% that we're now getting 11% close rate.
That's a 3X, that's a 3 or 4X benefit.
Absolutely.
Right? So when you say 8%, that doesn't sound like a lot, Joe.
Right.
But 3X or 4X, that's huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
And again, everybody knows we're out there doing what? We're spending the money for advertising, getting the leads, and are we tracking it all the way through fruition to say dead or not? And I changed it because everybody always said, you go for buy or die.
Right.
And I say, no, because the phone is the gig. Right. So I say it's either talk or block.
Okay.
So I'm going to you talk to me or you block me. One of the two.
But is that change based on industry, Joe, or can you end up with, because I look at it and I say either they're going to talk to me today or maybe we're going to be incubating. Because I do a lot so much in the housing industry. It's not a spur of the minute purchase decision.
Oh,
it's not an impulse buy.
No, it's not an impulse buy. And I will tell you that the ones that are ready to take action will answer.
Okay.
Or in via the reply on an actual email, a text, or the phone call. The ones that are ready to take action now. Because, again, they could have been incubating with somebody else who fell off.
Who decided they weren't going to keep going. They're
like, I'm not
going to
do this. Yes, absolutely. So I say a CRM tool is fantastic. Build out templates that don't look like templates and send them out automatically. It doesn't take a real person to do extended follow-up.
It's amazing how people don't want to realize that there are benefits from these CRMs. And there's a lot of great ones out there.
Absolutely.
And I think they're probably great ones in every industry. They may not, you know, I use a combination of Salesforce and ActiveCampaign.
Right. But I use Close.io, which is one, but it has an auto dialer. It has all the stuff that's already in it, so I don't have to do anything. So I can click the button and call you as soon as the lead comes in through the system.
Yeah, that's the whole idea right there, so that you can be the fastest person there.
Absolutely.
Whole idea. We're going to continue our conversation. Joe Ingram is in the house. Ingram, easy for me to say.
Ingram Interactive.
Ingram Interactive. Holy cow, it's tough. I got coffee over here. We're going to be on the coffee in just a second here. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Joe Ingram. We'll also talk about the true cost of not owning your home, tax implications of selling a business, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
We're clear. It's almost like you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Done it once. Then maybe getting a new office for next year and having it more of a
studio,
more permanent studio set up. Yeah, office is just studio.
Yeah, my office I have one full wall that's probably the size of this wall, and it's all green screen. Yeah, I just bought the largest one I can get on Amazon, and I put it all up there, and then my desk is here, so if I can shoot a video, even if I'm just sitting on my laptop, it's all green screen behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do what you want to do with it. I'm okay with it. So if I jump on Zoom calls, it's even easier to go and put my backdrop in.
Yeah.
Because it's on the green screen.
Yeah, that's what I have a friend of mine in Santa Clarita that actually did that. But he just painted the wall green.
Right.
He didn't put the screen back there.
Right.
It's just all paint.
accuracy. So we were talking yesterday with, for one of the videos. I did one where I said, I was talking to everybody. I'm thinking, they go, you got to do a promo video. So I did like five. Well, one was serious. The other ones weren't. And so I was like, okay. So I said, here, let's do a little Rick Ross. Like, you see this? Just some lines. Just some lines. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now look at the tree. Right. It comes over here. We got a lake. We got some mountains. We got this, that. And you want to come to the Rockstar Conference in Las Vegas. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't have the, they have a thing set up. I guess it's depending upon your processor with Zoom,
mm-hmm.
where you don't even need a green screen behind you.
No, in Zoom, you don't have to. It puts it up there, but I find it's easier for the system to outline me so I don't get that flutter around me when it's there. But yeah. So. Like Bob used to say all the time, oh, Zoom does it on your phone, but they won't do it on the other one. Then they finally upgraded it to here. So this is really cool because now they're seeing that. Do they hear us talking? So they just see the little post.
Yeah, they hear what we're hearing.
Huh? I had a lot of people join.
Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT, Home Digest, SLT Home Digest to 79564. We got a cool report right there that we'll send out to you every single month. It'll tell you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. It'll tell you what the market thinks about your property. And if you disagree with what the market thoughts are, you can just hit a button on there and it'll say, send me a note that'll ask our team to go and, hey, do some further research for you. Again, all of that is free. Text SLT, Home Digest, to 79564. The true cost of not owning your home. There are great advantages to owning a home, yet many people continue to rent. The financial benefits are just some of the reasons why homeownership has been a part of the longstanding American dream. Realtor.com reported that, quote, buying remains the more attractive option in the long term. That remains the American dream. And it's true in many markets where renting has become really the short-sighted option. As people get more savings in their pockets, buying becomes the better option, unquote. Why is owning a home financially better than renting? Well, here are the top five financial benefits of homeownership. Number one, homeownership is a form of forced savings. Number two, homeownership provides tax savings. Number three, homeownership allows you to lock in your monthly housing costs. Number four, buying a home is less expensive than renting. Number five, no other investment lets you live inside of it. Studies have shown that a homeowner's net worth is 44 times greater than that of a renter. A family that purchased a median-priced home at the start of 2019 would build more than $37,750 in family wealth over the next 5 years with projected price appreciation. Again, that's a national number. Some argue that renting eliminates the cost of taxes and home repairs, but every potential renter must realize all expenses the landlord incurs are already baked into the rent payment, along with a profit margin. Bottom line, owning a home has many social and financial benefits that cannot be achieved by renting. Let's chat, see if you qualify to buy that new home. I continually hear people think they need way more money to buy than they really do. They don't need a big down payment, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Even in Southern California, we'll get you your own home. FICO scores. I just chatted with an individual yesterday with a 606 FICO score. Yes, he is buying his own home. So think about those things. Give us a call. Let's put the game plan together. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment. Continuing our conversation this morning, Joe Ingram is in the house. Ingram Interactive is the name of the company. We've been chatting about speed to lead. Joe, I love chatting with you about some of that, the language. And many people, I can't tell you how many people I've chastised for the term no problem.
Yes.
No worries.
I love it. We are definitely going to make a change in the world because as loud as we both are.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
We both talk
about
it.
It's not because of reach. It's just about, you know, volume.
Volume,
yeah,
volume, exactly. Absolutely. So using the proper language, did you do that in your text messages too? Or do you?
Absolutely.
BRB and LMK. And
yeah, you shouldn't be using any kind of actual shrunken version of a word. Because you're the sales professional. The people that are looking for, I mean, anything over $5, you need to be a professional person on the other end selling it.
Makes a lot of sense. And you know, something you said in passing earlier that we should dive into a little bit is the CRMs that can make you look maybe better than you really are.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can save a lot of different text templates in your CRM.
Yes. And so the average salesperson follows up two times on a lead.
Two.
And so if you are the business owner, if you're somebody that understands that my sales department isn't going to follow up on the leads I'm paying to create for you, then you need to have the CRM. Okay. And that's customer relationship management. It's how do I move you through my sales process, but can I do it automatically? Which
sure.
is what I want to do. So if you respond to me, I mean, every salesperson goes, just give me the people that want to buy and I'll close them. Okay. And we know that's not true, but in their world, it is.
They're a legend in their own
right,
mind.
Right. Every person that bought from me, I could close. Yes, I know that. But so I tell everybody, I go in there, create things, including text templates. Now, text templates usually can't be automated just because of different regulations. But if it pops up into a sales associate or a sales assistant's plan, daily work plan, they can click in and just send off the same template
sure.
through and through. And so it can just pop up. I mean, I typically say if from the day you get a lead, you should chase it for 5 days intensely. And that's going to be.
How do you define intense?
Intense for me is 2 emails, 2 phone calls, and a text message.
Every day?
Yeah. So I'm going to do the text message day 1, day 4.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to leave it open because it's going to be sitting in their box because I don't want to become that person, especially in California, that's getting in trouble for over texting.
Sure.
So I will go after that, but I will set up and say, we're going to make 2 phone calls a day. You can actually make the emails automated. In a lot of your CRMs, there's an uncontacted status versus a contacted status.
Sure.
So if you're
and if your CRM doesn't have that, you need to get a different CRM.
You need to get a new CRM. Amen. Okay.
Right?
But if it's uncontacted, it means that I have not had two-way communication with this person. So an automated process works.
Sure.
It's only once I make contact that I should take over what is the actual stages of follow-up.
And you can change that series of follow-ups, right?
Absolutely.
So you've got that stage there of people that have never responded to me. It's sent in that initial form, but
correct.
Never responded.
Correct.
And then as soon as they respond, it can go into another set of automated follow-ups.
Absolutely. And you could set it up to say, if I didn't follow up with them, so if I have a task that is now overdue, that the system can then see that it's overdue and generate the actual outgoing email to try to stay in contact with the customer.
And so, it can also, as a business owner, I can also have that email, that same message go and say, to Joe, that John didn't follow up, and that
absolutely.
Message goes to Joe.
Yeah, they call it escalation.
Okay.
The answer is, I'm going to escalate it to someone who wants to do the job that I'm trying to get done, right? And one of the things I also throw out, too, is that email marketing isn't dead,
okay.
right? It's still a great way. We're all reaching into our phones, grabbing 100, checking 100 emails a day
right.
that comes in, but on average, an average person gets over 100 emails a day across
the average person.
An average person is going to get 100 plus a day.
Wow.
Right? They're going to open 23% of them.
Wow.
Okay. So subject line's important.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And then clicking through the email into something else is a 2% conversion.
2%.
2% to get you back out and to get them to your website, to your landing form, to something that's going to be done, which is why, again, if it's a 2% click through and I'm telling you that they're going to answer the phone 17% of the time. I'm going with that.
Right.
Right. Text messages, 93% of all text messages are read within 5 minutes.
93%. So, even if we didn't go any further in our conversation today,
text messages. Yeah. And in California, there's an opt-in clause that says you have to provide an opt-in at the end. You can copy that off of anything else you get from World Market or something.
Okay.
It says if you want to cancel, just reply back, stop.
Sure.
So, but I will send it out. But it's also in California that says if they gave you a cell phone number, it's implied.
Okay.
Don't give me a phone number and then go, hey, you can't call me. Well,
why'd you give me your number?
Why'd you give me a cell phone number and say you can't text me?
Right.
So I just say use it sparingly. That's why I said in 5 days you'll get 2 text messages from me so that we can understand how to get in contact. But my text messages are pretty easy going, hey, is it okay if we text today? Right. Hi, it's Joe from Ingram Interactive. I just want to know, is it okay if we text today? It could be easier. Right. And then at the bottom, I'll say reply back yes if it's okay and reply back no or stop to do it. So when they answer my question of yes, it also authorizes.
Sure. And that'll also probably bring it into a different queue for you.
Absolutely.
Of people that have responded. Now you know that it's a live person at the other end instead of a robot or somebody that put in a bogus phone number.
Right. And I won't stop. Right. That's the lead I stay on.
Sure.
So I'm going to sit there. If you're responding to me, I'm just going to keep texting with you back and forth until I can actually set an appointment, which is a whole other level of discussion that people mess up on.
Right. So the idea here is you're not, in your case, trying to sell a car on a text.
No. I wouldn't sell training. I wouldn't sell anything over a text other than an appointment.
So we need, in our next segment, I think, Joe, we're going to talk about what is the goal of that first communication.
Absolutely.
What are you trying to accomplish? We're going to talk more with Joe Ingram, Ingram Interactive, when we come back. And I might even leave until next week the idea of selling a business because we need more time with Joe. So you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, speed to lead, language to push the sale forward. And what is the goal of that ad? What are you trying to accomplish with an ad? I'm going to suggest when you're trying to sell a house, sell a car, selling anything that Joe said over $5, you're probably not going to sell it with a text message unless your name is Bezos. Just throw that out there.
True.
You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
I love the little ticker tape thing at the bottom and all that. That's great.
Yeah, that's part of our new shtick.
Is it a software application?
It's all part of the the software that we, it's called BeLive.
Oh.
It's podcasting and video. I used to just go straight through Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And this BeLive then connects with Facebook Live, or it'll go to YouTube Live. Unfortunately, I haven't got it where they go to both.
Right, I haven't seen anybody that's there. Because ideally, my answer would be throw me live on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah, the only ones that are connected right now is Facebook and YouTube. I don't know that. I don't know that people find, YouTube is more of a pull and Facebook, I think, is more of a push.
Okay.
Right. So,
yeah.
I mean, we always talk when we're doing our sessions that if you're looking to find a lead, go, you're marketing on Instagram and Facebook. When you're looking, when you get a lead from Google, that's a hot lead.
Absolutely.
If somebody's looked up,
they searched for it. Right. Well, what I find too, even in the car space, right? Craigslist, OfferUp, things like that, the buying cycle is 7 days, right? When you go to Facebook, right, or Instagram, their buying cycle is 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
in our world, too, along with that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime. At 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Jeff Seitz and his team at Blue Water Credit, they are the ones that help the clients of the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Our private clients go over there as well. Hey, one of the fun things about hosting your own radio show is during the breaks, you can actually tell your engineers that you're going to skip segments and change the scripting around or the plans around. So we just did that, and that's why we're not going to give you the story on the Your Credit Matters segment today, so we can chat with Joe Ingram, Ingram Interactive, name of the company. Joe's a trainer. I didn't even talk about this. Joe trains individuals, companies, how to increase their business activity, their success. That's why we've been chatting with Joe today. We've talked about speed to lead, talking about how quickly you can get to people, about using the right words, proper English, proper thought processes. But we were talking about, before we went to break, about what are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to jump a river or an ocean from point A to point B? Does it make sense to you? Now, Joe spends a lot of his time in the auto industry. As you know, I spend a lot of my time in the real estate industry. I've asked this to many, many groups. I go out and do speaking engagements a couple, three times a month. And I've asked real estate professionals how many homes they've sold via text message or email. And it's remarkably low, right? You don't hear too many people. Joe, have you heard of anybody that sold a car with a text message or an email?
No, only because we can't really FedEx the car. And
you can't get the car.
Like I said, in one piece. It's not IKEA where you get to build your own car when the pieces come in.
So people really, we need to understand what is our objective with our advertising.
The advertising itself is to what? Advertising itself is to generate a lead, hopefully an in-market buyer, not just somebody to chase, right? And then the quality of your ad is going to determine the quality of the prospect. And I know a lot of people go, hey, especially other companies go, I can go put out an ad for you and get you 100 people.
Sure.
Right? Well, yeah, if you want that free report, sure. But that's going to be a very, very high funnel lead. And it's going to be somebody that isn't ready to do anything. And I want people lower in the funnel. So I coach people to make ads better.
And that's kind of a technical terminology that you can call Joe and find out more about that. The funnel and where they are in the funnel and where they are in the process, because every industry has its own funnel and where people are coming in and what the different stages are of that funnel.
Correct. Everybody's going to, and again, some people can jump right in the lower end of the funnel.
Right.
Right. And so it's just about the bottom of the funnel is what? A sold.
Sold.
Right. It's you.
Contact or whatever you're trying to do.
You've got an actual transaction that took place. The top of the funnel is somebody who's entering into that. And that's what we were talking before the break, which was those people that aren't ready right now.
Right.
And so you can generate leads that is, if your advertising is done right, that says, hey, you know, I can get somebody who's lower in a funnel or somebody who's just in general trying to look for something. We need everybody in every area of the funnel so they can come down. But my answer is get in there, and the majority of what you have to sell that's out there today, other than just an actual product. So we provide services.
Sure.
Right? Real estate agents in the automotive space, there is a product, but you need the person in between to move the product.
Right.
And so that's a service. And so we need to schedule an appointment. Somebody's got to view the car. Somebody's got to view the house, right? Everything out there is a top dollar thing you need to see. So I always sit down and say, guys, come on, set up your ad to generate somebody to come in and to set an appointment with you, right? And when I listen to people who actually try to set appointments, it kills me to listen to them go, so when do you want to get together? Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, ouch, come on.
Let's I don't want to get together with you, Joe. I
know.
I have no one.
In any way, in any
right?
way. We've had one conversation and you're asking me,
right,
when do I want to get, yes, exactly.
Right? I'm trying to go on a date because I, right. because I know
blind
I'm
dates
really
are really funny.
Yeah.
It's just good for the movie.
Right.
But when you look at that, I'm telling people all the time, I'm like, you need to set it up in a way that the client gets to, or the prospect gets to choose.
Sure.
Right? And so I'm saying, don't throw it out there. And too many times I hear this, I was at a company yesterday and the guy sitting down and goes, so do you want to meet?
No.
To do this? No. And I said, okay, look what happens. If I offer you a yes or no question, you can always say no. And then that's like, I got punched in the stomach. You feel bad because you told me no.
Right.
I feel bad. Right.
No one wins.
No one wins.
Right? I didn't get the appointment. So I filled out the form because I wanted the car.
Right.
Or something, you know, some
I
transportation.
Wanted something. I wanted something that you were selling. I want that. It's something that requires me to show up in your brick and mortar or to the actual physical house for me to go
right.
and transact business. But my answer, is, again, I teach everybody, I say, look, the answer is going to be, did you want to get together tomorrow or Friday?
Right.
What were you looking for? Right.
Morning
or
afternoon.
Are we
what's
thinking
better be
later
at?
This afternoon or this evening?
Right.
Right. It's not about, do you want to do this? The answer is, which one of these times I'm offering you works for you? And that's how I can control my time. If you call the doctor and said, hey, yeah, I don't feel good. And they're like, hey, I'm here till 7.
Anytime you want to
right,
show up.
Just show up. We're good. I'm like, guess what? That doctor's not busy. I don't know if you really want to go to them.
Either that or you're waiting in the waiting room for 2 hours.
Well, that's emergency room, right?
Right.
Hey, emergency room. Let's just randomly decide we're going to take a whole day off work.
Yeah, you know something, Joe, I've used that line or the example many times. It's kind of what you're talking about. Is I hate going to a mall. You know, there's nothing that I mean, colonoscopy is probably better than going to a mall.
Right. There's people there. There's less people.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
So, you know, if I go to a mall, it's because I want something.
Yes.
I walk into a Nordstrom because I know I can find somebody that's going to help me there. Yet somebody comes up to me, one of the girls comes up and says, can I help you? The common response you hear all the time, no, just looking. Just looking. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't have to tell you that. Everyone's using the same exact line. But I went there for something.
Right.
They gave me the out.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of giving me the option of success.
Right.
Which would have been for both of us, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Because
just,
now I'm going to wander. I'm a man. I'm not going to ask.
Right. right.
So I'm going to wander all over the store, and that person knows where everything is laid out.
Right. I was going to get a gift from my wife,
right.
and I have no clue where anything is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I have no clue where anything is. And if I would have just said, they would have asked the right question.
Right.
Right. What are you looking for today?
Right.
Right.
Like, I teach my dealers. I said on the dealership side, when the person comes on, I say, stop saying, how can I help you? Because they're going to say, I'm just looking for something. I teach them now. I go, let's understand where is everybody coming from? They're all coming from the internet.
Sure.
Right? 93% of all people have researched the vehicle and or the dealership before coming in.
Sure.
So if that's the case, I'm going to walk out and go, hi, what vehicle did you see online that you like to see in person?
Right. There you go.
And they can't go, I'm just looking, because you just sound lame.
Well,
right?
And you really let the card out because – they know they were looking online.
Absolutely.
I know that they were looking online. Same thing as real estate, right?
Yeah. Where did I find you?
Yeah, you don't
right.
need exactly. You don't need a realtor to find a house.
No.
Right? What you're looking for is probably the same thing in the car business. You need to help the assistance goes basically from the contract to close.
Correct.
Right? I need somebody to help me get into that car because I wanted to drive out in it.
Right.
You gotta help me figure out how do I get from the showroom to the keys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I also said too, I'm like, everybody can go online. Whatever you want to find, you'll find online, right?
Right.
You can say this is bad and you'll find it, this is good, and
sure.
you'll find it. So I tell everybody there's really no need to sell anymore. We
sure.
just need to help them buy.
Right.
Because they've done so much of the research already, right? And they've decided to come into you or reach out to you.
So they're looking to confirm what they already knew.
Absolutely. I'll tell you right now, I teach everybody. I say, look, when a client calls you, emails you, or texts you, they are looking for a reason to not do business with you.
So are you going to give it to them?
Right. Are you going to be the one that sends over a little emoji instead of answering it back? Are you going to do the BRB
right,
or the LOLs on this text message? And they're going to go, well, that's not the person. I mean, look at the average dollar amount for a house. You said earlier, 300 grand. You're not finding much in California.
Exactly.
So it's $600,000. Are you worthy of me giving you $600,000? average new car is $28,000.
A lot of money.
Yeah. So are you worthy on the other end of that communication to justify the expense of what I'm trying to spend?
Great information. If you want more information from Joe Ingram, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I know where to find him, and I'd be happy to introduce you if you've got a business that might be able to benefit from his services. That's how he feeds his family. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. We are clear.
It's always fun, Ron. I think they're good work on people.
I think so.
This stuff, let me go.